Welcome to the Well and Witchy podcast. I'm your host, Britt Epley, and I'm an eclectic witch, wellness and mindset coach, healer, and spiritual mentor. If you're looking to fearlessly rise up and be the woman you were destined to be and live your best life with both wellness and spiritual flows, then you are in the right place. Think of this podcast as your go-to for all things magic, inspiration, and empowerment. I'll be spilling the tea about witchcraft, spell work, spirituality, intuitive wellness, self-love, and much more. Leave it to me to help provide you with the tools and resources to unlock the inner goddess and power within you, hone your sacred craft, and live life in a more meaningful and magical way. I am so grateful that our paths have crossed today and you are here. Thank you so much for pushing play. Now let's do this, witches. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Well and Witchy podcast. The past few weeks have been a whirlwind, to say the least. I apologize for not releasing episodes as consistently as I'd hoped, but between us still being in a pandemic and the stress from the election and just, you know, holiday times around the corner, your girl really needed to take some time for self-care. But I'm back, and today's episode is amazing, you guys. Like, just wait until I end this intro and we start the interview. But I want to start first by saying that I have started my journey into self-love, being a badass bitch, and really honoring my divine feminine energy. And so in today's episode, we take a deep dive into what that divine feminine energy is, some ways that you can embody that energy, as well as some of the wounds we may be experiencing as women and how we can break through those wounds. And I am joined today on the podcast by the wonderful Lauren Megan. I am so grateful that she wanted to jump on the podcast because her wisdom is out of this world. Lauren is an embodiment and leadership coach, healer, conscious mother, partner, speaker, and podcast host of her own show, The Lauren Megan Show. She uses the modalities of Reiki, somatics, and the Akashic Records on the quantum field to heal and coach women to embody conscious pleasure, purpose, and impact. Lauren's mission is to help women heal, unravel, and decondition from the beliefs and generational traumas that keep them from speaking their truth, owning their purpose, and receiving the endless amounts of orgasmic bliss that they truly deserve. So without further ado, let's jump into this week's interview. Sit back, enjoy, and feel that divine feminine energy within you. Thanks so much, Lauren, for joining the Well and Witchy podcast. I'm so excited to have you here with us today. The first question I have for you is just like who you are. Tell us what you do. Tell us about your spiritual journey, about your business. Just give us the rundown of the magical you.
Oh, this is such like a fun multi-dimensional question, but thank you so much, Britt, for having me. So I guess who am I? I'm a mom to an almost 2-year-old. She's actually turning 2 this month in November. I've been in partnership for the past 10 years, so a long time to be in a committed relationship. And I am, I guess what I'm coining myself, it tends to change a lot, but what I'm really calling myself right now is a sacred leadership and embodiment coach. So I use different modalities such as Reiki, somatic trauma healing, and really embodiment work and breath, as well as like a lot of these like energetic type of things, like tapping into the Akashic Records to really help women come back into their body and really create space for them to witness their own expression and their own essence, so that they can feel empowered, so that they can receive pleasure, whatever that looks like for them. And really with the goal to create, you know, consciousness in our world on a global scale. So my work tends to be very like multidimensional. It's very much of an inner healing and then an outer expression. So I'm an MG. I don't know if you're familiar with human design, but I'm a manifesting generator and I'm a Gemini. My rising is Cancer and my moon is in Scorpio. So I myself am very empathic. I'm very intuitive. I'm highly emotional. I feel on a deep level, which I think is, I used to see it as like such a burden and such like a hardship that I carried. And now I really see it like it's my gift. It's what I get to give to other people, the women that I serve, the people in the world, and most importantly, my daughter. So really being able to hold myself in my own emotions and my own expression gives her permission to do the same. So a lot of the work that I do, my business was actually like birthed as I was pregnant and giving birth to my baby. So yeah, I owe a lot of like this work to her and the mirror that she's gifted me. So yeah.
I love that. I will say, like, I'm a Aquarius sun and I'm a Virgo moon and rising. So while you are very much about the feels, I have a hard time feeling the feels or even wanting to like feel anything sometimes. Like, I get so stuck in that mindset of like, I have to be the boss bitch in the room who doesn't feel anything, who can't be hurt. And I feel like that is a really destructive way of being, especially like learning more about what you do specifically and about the divine feminine. So I guess like my next question for you to go down that route is, what is this divine feminine like that I keep hearing about? What does that mean? What is she? Is it a person, a feeling? Like, I'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah. So I kind of want to touch on this so quickly because this energy of like the boss bitch, and I've been really like channeling it right now in this season, like a next level version of myself, which is very much like this, like boss bitch, like I call it a badass bitch energy. Like it's like this bold, essence that we get to cultivate. So like knowing that it might be hard for you to tap into your emotions and feel. And I see that a lot of with the women that I work with, where it's easier to disassociate with like our feelings, right? But when we get to really like tap into it with the divine feminine, which we'll talk about in a second, that boss bitch energy like magnifies. So one thing that I love to do is just like help women create, like you get to be both, like you get to be like grounded and sturdy and firm, and at the same time you get to be like sensual and sexy and like, you know, open and able to receive. So yeah, I think that that's a beautiful like correlation as we kind of like dive into that divine feminine energy. So we really do have two energies that live within us. We have the masculine and the feminine, and within those two polarities, we tend to have like a wounded aspect and then like this divine aspect of each. We are conditioned through like the patriarchal system. Sorry if you see like my dog going crazy. He's just being comfy. It's a rainy day here in Florida, so he's just like, yeah, I think we're getting a hurricane actually tomorrow.
No.
Yeah, no, it's totally okay. But anyway, so we have these two polarities that live within us, and there's the wounded aspect and then there's the divine aspect. We are really conditioned to be living out of the wounded masculine state. So that's a lot of the doing in order to receive worth, right? So what can I accomplish? What can I do? How many boxes can I check on my to-do list? And from that space, we're kind of seen, we look for worthiness, right? We look for love, we look for acceptance. And what a lot of us, especially those that identify as women, what we're really stepping into is understanding that our worthiness just gets to be, and then our power just is, right? We don't really have to do much of anything. We just get to be. So that's when we really get to embody this divine feminine essence, which is that being in that receptive energy. So I always love to explain this because I know that for so many of us, it's hard to understand the concept of energy when we've just been like living in this 3D world, where it's just like, give me the tangibles. Like I get asked this all the time, like how do I cultivate the divine feminine? And there's no like 10-step solution. It's really understanding like your authenticity and your core and your truth, and allowing yourself space to really like get to like become friends with yourself again and become friends with who you are. And for a lot of women, that first step is connecting into the womb space and connecting into the yoni or the pussy or, you know, whatever you want to call it. And allowing her to kind of lead you. So I help my clients really like listen to her wisdom and get to know her. And from that space, the divine feminine gets to rise. And there's also this aspect of cultivating safety in these practices. And as the feminine really like starts to stir up, and she'll start to stir up energetically at the base of your spine. So think about like your root chakra and your sacral energy. That divine feminine energy gets stored there, and trauma will keep it trapped there. So that's why like I don't know about you, but like when I think of like a very like sensual woman, like my hips, like if I start to embody that woman, like my hips will naturally start to move. And that's because that's where a lot of that energy gets stored and wants to shake up, and then it activates all the other chakras. But the key for the divine feminine is to feel safe and held in that divine masculine, right? Just like in relationships, there has to be polarity. There has to be polarity within us, right? In the 3D world, everything is polarized, right? We see it, especially with 2020. Like this is how the world kind of functions right now. And we have that within us, but what happens is when we raise that energy up and we really create the grounding and the safety within ourselves so that divine feminine can rise, consciousness rises too. So we get to kind of shatter the paradigm of it has to be this or that, and we get to really embody it, gets to be ands, like that both and energy. I get to be a boss bitch and I get to be sensual and sexual and radiant. Does that make sense? It's kind of like a big answer.
No, that was a golden answer. And I feel like I have a lot of follow-up questions from that. Yeah. But like, so to make sure I'm understanding it right, like with the divine masculine and feminine, like they work together at the same time, or are there instances where like one is going to be more active than the other, or are there people who are just divine femme? Like, what is that all about?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So you're going to have your core essence, right? And one thing that I love to ask women that are just starting the work, and even men, is, you know, like what is it that you crave more, right? Like, do you crave like security? Do you crave to be held and nourished and seen? Or do you crave like freedom? Like, do you just want to be free? And that freedom comes from the masculine aspect, that being seen, that's supported, that's a feminine trait. So that's one way to kind of tap into what your core essence is. And then the second thing is, it at times you'll be more in your divine masculine, and at times you'll be more in your divine feminine. Take for example, like today, I have back-to-back calls all day, and I'm also a mom, and I'm pretty sure I have a call all the way until like 9 o'clock tonight, right? So that's like a lot of outputs that I'm doing, and I love the work that I do. I love being able to serve and hold space for my clients and be on podcasts and all the things, but it's still output. Anytime you put anything outputting is masculine energy, right? It's because you're doing, you're giving. The receptive energy will come. Usually like I give myself breaks during the day to just like be, just to be in my essence. I tend to dance a lot or just like tap into that, like that Shakti energy in my sacral. I'll connect in with her just to remind her like, hey babe, I see you. Like I'm still here with you. Like you're still being acknowledged, right? So it's really a practice that you get to cultivate. And one thing that I love to teach is how to create that flow within your day to day, because, you know, we don't really live in a world where we can just like lay back and just receive all the time. Like we do have to do, like we have to show up, especially those of us that are, you know, entrepreneurs or creating our businesses. Like you got to hustle, right? Like there's an essence of showing up and doing the damn thing. And there's an essence of pulling back and receiving. So I align myself as well with like my cycles, which I would suggest to any business owner, actually every woman in general, is really, if you bleed, sync yourself up to your bleed, sync yourself up to your cycles, because that natural rhythm will align with the masculine and the feminine energy. So there's a time to show up and do, and there's a time to sit back and just be and just listen and connect to your body and receive.
Yeah, I remember doing some research a few weeks ago about the cycles and about, like, I'm on an IUD, so I don't bleed, but I still feel when I'm like ovulating, when I'm like PMSing and stuff. So I try to be mindful there. But some days I just track it with the moon, because I feel like that always works as well. And yeah, it was really interesting how like each phase is meant for a different thing in business. Like during your ovulatory phase, like it's best to like talk and do all the social engagement things. And then like, obviously when you're having your time, like rest and recoup and just take that week to do you. And it was just like, wow. So no wonder why on certain weeks I'm trying to do these things and it doesn't match up and it's so difficult.
Yeah. And there's so much resistance to that, because again, like, and this isn't to shame, like when I say the patriarchy, I always like want to make this clear, because someone's going to be like, she hates men. I love men. I adore men. But there's a conditioning that has been placed on women to separate us from the moon's energy, from our body's wisdom. And I saw that a lot in like the way that I chose to give birth, right? Like the conditioning is to be disempowered as a mother, right? Instead of trusting your body, you trust Western medicine. And that was really like my first wake up of like, oh my gosh, like my body stores so much knowledge. And when I can access that, and when I can trust her, and when I can sync up to her, she's going to lead me down whatever path I'm meant to go down, right? So whether it's doing the output and showing up, or like retreating, and like I go into a cave, all my clients know it. And it's usually my luteal phase. So like the last few days of my cycle up until my bleed, like I just like go hermit mode. I'm just like, I don't want to talk to anyone. I'm moody. I'm like crying for no reason, or I'm angry. Like there's this sacred rage that comes in, like this holy anger that comes in. And like all of those things are so divinely feminine, right? Like all, like the feeling, like the best way to explain the feminine is the emotions, is the feeling, right? It's that felt sense that again, the patriarchy has like ripped from us. But when we can tap into it, so much magic happens. Like it's liberating. It really is freeing. So I love that even though you're on an IUD, like you're syncing up to the moon and like tracking that, because it's just like, okay, this is my permission slip that I get to honor my energy. And I'm not a man, and I'm not meant to run my business like a man, because men can run on 24-hour cycles. They go to sleep, they wake up and they recharge. We're not like that. Like, and I would also suggest one thing that I've also been doing, and this is pretty witchy too, so I feel like your audience would love this, is like syncing your workday up with the, like every day is aligned with a planet or like the moon's energy. Like Mondays are slow days because they're moon's days, right? Tuesdays are ruled by Mars, which is like that fiery, the output. So I've literally like my whole business is like synced up to the planets, to the moon, and to my cycle. And that's how I let it run, you know?
Yeah, like working smarter and not harder, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like one thing I do as well is like I honor the Norse pantheon. So Friday is like Freya's day. So uh-huh. I want to always like on Fridays, like especially like take when I'm off work, just like take my time to do a ritual for her, or just like mm-hmm. do an offering. And it really makes a difference. Like, this is your day, girl. I'm sending you some good love.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to add that in, because Fridays tend to be like slow days for me too. So maybe adding in some sort of ritual on Friday. I love that.
Yeah. And then that goes for like whatever pantheon you are, if you're even non-religious, if you honor gods or not, like they also have the days. So like sync it up with the moon, the planets, and your gods and just like get stuff done.
Yeah, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. So going into another question is like, I'm trying to think of the best way to word this, but are there any bad things that can happen for women if we aren't honoring the divine? Like if we're leaning into our masculine too often, like does that harm us in any way?
Yeah. So like short answer, yes. The expanded answer is we're seeing it happen. Like if we're honest with ourselves as women and where we're at, we're seeing it happen, right? On a collective level and also very personally, women right now struggle with deep levels of anxiety and depression. A lot of women that I work with like struggle getting pregnant or have had multiple miscarriages. And like a lot of those are like unexplained, right? Like a doctor will just be like, oh, there's really like nothing wrong based on your blood work. But like, we just feel off. Like women feel, especially like a lot of the women I work with, it's just like something's off within us, right? Digestive issues, chronic fatigue, headache, like this inability to show up. Like those are all symptoms of our divine feminine not being expressed. And we think that the solution is just to do more. So I'm going to just take another course. I'm just going to add more onto my plates. I'm just going to, you know, show up to, like despite and push myself through. And what's going to happen is we're going to hit a burnout, right? And I experienced that. So many women that I work with, it's like you hit a wall essentially. And it's kind of like, you're just like, I don't know where to go from here. And it shows up physically in those ailments. And then it also shows up like energetically, where, you know, maybe sex is painful. Maybe like you don't even want to have sex. Maybe you just like feel like so like disconnected from like whatever that is. Those are all signs that the divine feminine is not being seen, she's not being expressed, she doesn't feel safe, right? And that wounded feminine will come out, and that wounded feminine feels so like she's judging herself, right? She's judging herself based on everyone. We see it all the time in the online space where like you see one person, you're like, I can't do it because they, right? And you're like that low self-worth, lack of confidence, inability to set boundaries, inability to speak your truth. Those are all aspects of a wounded feminine because she doesn't feel safe to be in her power. So really like taking a moment right now and like, I would say first cultivate that safety and like breathe into your body, connect into your body and ask the divine feminine within you, like, what is it that she needs, right? What is she missing right now? What if her desires aren't getting met, right? And when we can start to meet our own desires, right? Not looking externally for anyone to validate us or for anyone to create this for us, but really like validating within ourselves without shame, without guilt, just saying, I desire this, I want this. And when we can lean into that, then the divine feminine feels safe enough to go out. Like then she'll feel safe enough to express to that masculine, that divine masculine, and say, this is what I want, this is what I crave. And then the divine masculine takes action. And that's a different energy, right? That's such a different energy than just like pushing to push, you know?
Yeah. I'm like low-key getting super emotional right now because I feel like I'm in that place. Like it comes and goes in waves for me. Like sometimes, again, because I'm new to this, like I don't really know how to embody it all the time. But some days I go really well. I'm like, yes, I'm in my energy. Like I feel amazing. Like I am using my intuition. I can feel the things. And then this past week or two, it's just been like, no, like I look at myself in the mirror and like I started as a fitness coach even. So I like my whole thing is on self-love, but I still have my days too where I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God, like you're so fat, or like, you know, doing the pick and pull and like the walk of shame. And then I know like in my mind, I'm like, you should not be doing this. Like you are better than this. Like you are not being kind to yourself right now. And I feel like that loop of like some days are really great and some days are really bad or just like more exhausting than anything. So yeah. I guess like my next question is, what are some tips or like ways to embody or to get better at listening to your divine feminine and just like getting more in tune with her.
Yeah. So I just want to honor you for that for a second, because I feel that so deeply. Like for pretty much my whole life, I struggled with my weight and just like how I looked. And I mean, I remember like stretching out my shirts, like on my bedpost, so that like they weren't so tight and you couldn't see my rolls, like in middle school and high school. And like, before like high-waisted pants were even a thing, like I would wear my pants really high, just like tuck everything in. And I went like in my 20s, I went very extreme with like health and fitness. And same thing, like I started in the online space as like a health coach. And when I got pregnant with my daughter, I basically like I couldn't do any of the things. So my body wasn't mine anymore. My body was a vessel for creating life, right? And I really had to learn how to surrender to that. And I gained about 70 pounds in my pregnancy, which is, I think, like the I'm going to put this in quotes. You guys can't see me on the podcast, but I think like the typical weight is like 30 to 40 pounds. So I was a little, I was above that, and I'm like short. So you could, it was very much all over me, right? And I had a hard time after I gave birth because I didn't bounce back. I'm going to put that in quotes too. Like I thought I would, right? I had to learn how to love myself, and I had to learn how to look at myself and cultivate that bad bitch energy that we've talked about, and just be like, you are so like the stretch marks, the super soft stomach, like the cellulite, all of it, the thicker like body, like you're still beautiful. Like you've always been beautiful. And it's interesting because I love my body now than I did when I was like really fit and super skinny and was like a size zero. And, you know, like on the outside, it looked, you know, perfect. And now I'm my body is just what it is, and I like honor it. And the way that I've cultivated this, and I would really invite everyone in to do this practice, is mirror work and actually like, again, creating a relationship with yourself and your body and looking at yourself and this, like saying to yourself what you want to embody, right? The fact that you're sexy, you're beautiful, you're amazing, you're powerful, you're bold, you're confident. Like say that to yourself while looking yourself in the mirror. And it's so uncomfortable. And most women cry or have a breakdown or they resist it. But it's so liberating and powerful. And then once you get to that point, I would suggest doing it naked and looking at yourself in the mirror naked and touching yourself. And all the what society deems as, you know, a flaw or imperfection, like just send it love, because it's our bodies as women are so, each one's different and it's so perfect because of that. And as women, we have a gift that men don't have, right? We have a gift of birthing life into this world. And if we can do that, and if we can activate that without the shame and without like the judgments, we give ourselves again, like the permission to co-create whatever the fuck we want, right? Like we can co-create the business, we can co-create the money, the abundance, the relationships, whatever it is, the friendships. And that's like our power. And we have that gift. Like how amazing is that? So, those are always like my first, like mirror work's probably my number one like go-to with women that have confidence issues and self-love. I don't want to say issues, but you know, like self-love disconnect, I think is a better word. And then I love like, so I call it like a pussy activation, and this might sound like a little bit off-putting, but that's really what it is. And it's just connecting to those sensations down there and connecting to like that, like, again, it's connecting to her. It's letting that divine feminine be seen without judgment and without fears. And, for some people that looks like just holding it, just touching it, right? Without like creating pleasure, just being there with it. And for others, it is actually allowing yourself to connect with the pleasure aspect, right? So that's a little bit individualized because we all have different relationships when it comes to sex, when it comes to our emotions, and when it comes to like sensuality and pleasure. So I don't want to give like a blanket statement for that because I want to honor like the experience of the individual. And that's when like more of like the like one-on-one work or small intimate group containers is super beneficial. But yeah, hopefully that answers.
I feel like I also hear the term unapologetically divine. And I feel like sometimes when I hear that phrase or like people tend to take that phrase and mean like, oh, well, she's just like all about herself, like doesn't care, like hates men. I think this goes more into like the normal modern form of just feminism. So like, can you maybe speak to that and maybe share like what unapologetically divine looks like for you? And so we can kind of like expand on that more.
Yeah, so I should also note that my new podcast, so I changed my podcast name very like randomly last month. So that was my first podcast name, Unapologetically Divine. Now it is The Lauren Megan Show, which I feel like actually speaks a little bit more to this. But when I came up with the name Unapologetically Divine, the reason why I said that was because I found myself apologizing a lot for my way of being. And as I expanded out into like my boldness and into my own magnetism and just really like showing up as a leader, especially in the online space, like I had to have no apologies for it. Like I really had to decide that this was my truth and it didn't matter you know, who was triggered by it, right? Because I was doing the inner work. And I think that what we are conditioned to believe is, especially as women, especially as mothers, is that we have to self-sacrifice in order to be like a good mom or a good woman or a good wife, right? And when we live our lives from that space, we lose ourselves. And that doesn't serve anyone. So when you're unapologetically yourself and you're unapologetically in your divine feminine and you take care of your needs and desires first, you can give more to other people, right? Because one of my big pillars in my business and the work that I do is all about impact and consciousness. My north node is in Aquarius. So it's literally like my purpose in this life, like, and human design, like whatever it is that tells you your purpose, it's on consciousness and connecting the two energies. So I had to be selfish in order to do the inner healing so I could even find that out for myself. I had to realize like, hey, something's off. I don't feel connected with my body. I don't feel connected with what I'm doing. I'm going to follow my purpose, my passions. I'm just going to show up and I'm going to lead and I'm going to heal myself. And from that space, I can create a ripple out into the world where other people can heal, where other people can connect to consciousness, where other people can connect to a form of God or universe or source or whatever speaks to them, or the goddesses, right? Their own divinity. And with that comes like your own truth. And when we can witness our own truth, we can witness someone else and their truth. And if we look at 2020, like that's the work that needs to be done. Like more than anything is we have to be willing to see someone else in their own experience and their own truth and be able to hold them in that. Instead, we're trying to like fix everyone, shame people, like whatever it is, and it's toxic and it's creating more harm than good, right? So that's the way that I see it. But this work is about you. And especially if you're a woman, like really work on like, first play with that story, like just get curious about that story around like it's selfish. Like really, I work a lot with women on like the mother wounding. That's where a lot of it stems from. We witnessed our mom's self-sacrifice. So we thought that that's the way that we have to be, body image stuff, right? Like we, most of us witness our moms hating their bodies or taking diet pills or, you know, whatever it is, not feeling good enough. And we picked up. And then as women, like we're actually carrying in our hips and in our womb space, we carry 7 generations worth of our mother's lineage. The the divine feminine is allowed to feel selfish. She's allowed to be she's allowed to take care of herself. It's safe for her to take care of herself. And it actually creates more good than it does harm, you know?
Yeah, it blows my mind when I hear that. And when you just said it was like, you carry 7 generations in you. Yeah. Like that's, I remember looking at like a family tree thing and like seeing how many people that actually is. And it's like, that's so many years of trauma. Like you're carrying all those years of experience and knowledge and trauma within your body. And it blows my mind.
Yeah. And it blows your mind. And it's like, it kind of takes your breath away. And then it's like so empowering it gets to be really empowering when you show up and do the work on yourself. And I launched this program called the Embodied Mother for the first time. We're actually in week 2 as we're recording this podcast. And that's a lot of the work that we're doing is healing like that, those 7 generations worth of trauma. And we see it like in the witch wounds, like the fact that, you know, if we talk about the witch wound, like that's literally like the suffocation of a woman's power. And like the burning, like we were burned at the stake, like women who were sexually empowered were deemed whores and sluts, and like all of that, like we're carrying that. And then we wonder like why it's hard for us to look at ourselves in the mirror, or why it's hard for us to love ourselves. And a lot of times it's not even our shit. Right? We've absorbed it. And when we see it from that space, we're like, okay, if it's not mine, I get to heal it. And even if it is mine, I get to heal it too. Right? So it's really empowering. Sorry, Kobe has allergies, so he's very like needy.
I just giggle every time I see him shake. I realize on the podcast, no one will be able to see that, but it's cute.
He's funny.
Yeah. And so you keep mentioning wounds. So I'm aware of what wounds are. And I've been trying to do some shadow work and really dig deep into my own wounds to see like how I can close them up, I guess you could say. But like one thing I want to bring up to you, you know, I think the way you are as a mom is beautiful. Like the way you're experiencing motherhood is beautiful and how you talk about it. But like for someone like me, I don't think I want to have children, but it's not because I just don't want to. I think my trauma from my childhood and my mother wound is like deep. And I think that's why I don't necessarily want to have children. So like, I'd love to hear maybe more if you've had your own mother wound or like ways you experienced that. I mean, kind of a weird place to be. Like I love babies, but I don't want mine.
Yeah, that's so funny. I nannied for when I lived out in Denver. I live in Florida now, but I nannied the whole time I was out in Denver, and I swore like she was not a planned baby. I actually had an abortion in my early 20s because it was very much the same way. Like I didn't want to have kids. I didn't want to lose myself. And I think at some level we all have mother wounds, right? Some of it's like for some women it's very big trauma. For other women it's like little side comments or just like not being seen or accepted by our mothers. We tend to trigger our moms more than anything. And when we can understand our own triggers and we can understand our mother's triggers and we can kind of see them from a space of like love and compassion. And that's one of the things that I've had to heal. And, you know, my mom's very involved with like my daughter and, in like the way that I'm raising her. And, there's a lot of pieces that I've had to bring in and cultivate within myself, especially around like self-worth, boundaries, confidence, speaking my truth, not settling, like all of these things. Right. And the biggest thing, like, I think what's coming through to me is really like the biggest shift that I've experienced. And one of the best things that I've been able to help my clients do for themselves is learn how to remother themselves and learn how to connect to that little girl, that basically had a misexperience, because that's all a trauma is a misexperience, right? And that varies, right? There's capital T trauma, which is like that big traumatic event. And then there's the lower T traumas that are, again, are just like little hits to the system that kind of tells your system like, hey, it's not safe. Like, hey, you got to readjust, right? And when we're able to learn how to remother ourselves and hold ourselves and give ourselves what we missed, then a lot of that shifts, right? And some women aren't meant to have babies, and that's okay too, right? And you get to mother in your own way, whether that be, you know, with, I don't know, cousins or nephews and nieces or friends, kids, or like whatever. Like, you get to decide that. I don't know if I'll have more kids. I might just have one. I like my space, if I'm being honest, and I love sleep. So I love being a mom. I love Elliot, but I love me as well, if that makes sense. And kids are a lot of work.
Yeah. I love the way you put that. Like, it's your life. Like, some people aren't meant to, some people are, and it's all about just like, you're in a good place before it happens. So
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the time. That's honestly all the questions I have, but is there anything else that you would want to mention or anything else you want to go down?
No, I think that was a lot for the audience. And I hope that, everyone got like a piece of it. And I would say, like, with the wounding and the triggering, like, let your triggers kind of lead you into exploration. Like, if a piece of this kind of like made you feel like, hey, like, there's something there, like, give yourself the space to explore that and just to examine it within yourself. And if you feel called, like, work with a mentor or a coach to hold you as you explore it, because for everyone that's going to look different. And then if you would love to connect more, I'm always on Instagram. It's actually kind of funny because yesterday I posted a very risque picture of myself, like a very, so it's beautiful to have this conversation because a lot of my own wounding came up from it. But it's at laurenmegan.co. And then my podcast is now The Lauren Megan Show. So those are the two places that I hang out most.
We'll make sure to put that in the show notes as well. So if anyone missed that, that'll be linked. So you can go check out Lauren. And thank you so much. You know, this was a great experience. I think you really opened my mind, at least, to what it means to really truly be divine, especially in your feminine. So this has been awesome.
Yeah, thank you, babe.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, smash that subscribe button, and please be sure to rate and review on iTunes to help further educate and elevate our fellow witches. If you need a little extra magic in your life, I invite you to connect with me on Instagram at wellandwitchy, and check out my website, wellandwitchy.com. Remember, witches, you are limitless. You are powerful, and you create your reality by your divine design. Now go out there and make some magic happen. And until next time, be well, be witchy.